Joining me now, Portland Thorns player, U.S. Women's National Team member, Lindsay Horan, whose NWSL league is starting up Saturday with the Challenge Cup. Lindsay, thanks for the time.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on.
So I'm a Red Stars fan, but I will suspend that for this conversation and say that I'm just excited to see.
I know.
It's okay. We're going to get through this. Just really excited for you guys to get back out there. Obviously, Red Stars made it as far as you can get before things didn't work out last year. Was there a lot in your mind in terms of decision-making about whether you would play in the Challenge Cup? There are certain pretty big names that are sitting out, some to injury and some to concerns about COVID. What was your thought process?
Yeah, it was tough. I think it was a very uncomfortable time for everyone. And, I, given the circumstances and what, the whole world is going through right now, so it was really interesting. It was a hard process for me personally. But as soon as I got back here with my teammates and just being, in the Thorns environment, I think things became a lot more clear. And I know, at least Portland is doing the best job possible to keep us healthy and safe. And we're trying to make this tournament work and put on a show, for our fans. But it was a tough process in the beginning. But, I'm all in now and 100% ready to go. So it's exciting.
No Tobin Heath. She's one of the standout names that is sitting out because of concerns about coronavirus. But you guys have a really deep roster all the same in trying to challenge the two-time reigning champion North Carolina Courage this year. How much pressure is there on a smaller, newer league like the NWSL and on women's sports in general to be willing to go out there and play and make sure that you don't lose a whole year of the momentum that you built up after the Olympics and the World Cup?
Well, yeah, that's one thing being said. I mean, there are players that are choosing not to do this, and I am in full support of them, and I hope everyone feels that way as well because this is a personal choice. So I'm bummed to not be playing with, a close friend of mine. But, again, it's safety measures and who feels comfortable. But in that, in the same case, I think it's awesome that our league is the first league being back in the U.S. And I hope that it gets the full attention that it should. CBS is playing it on TV and we're going to make the most of it. So I think, pressure aside, we know going into this tournament, it's going to be difficult and, physically, mentally and everything. So I think, again, like I said before, it's more about putting on a show for our fans and who've probably missed watching us play and come to games and also us being out there, playing the game we love again. So I hope that everyone takes that positive out of it.
Lindsay Horan, World Cup star and member of the Portland Thorns with us here on Spain and Company as the NWSL Challenge Cup starts this Saturday. What was your reaction when you first heard, and how did you hear that the Orlando Pride would be pulled out of the tournament entirely?
Word of mouth, and our organization was notified, and the NWSL was notified in the last few days. I'm super disappointed. I think more so just for my friends over there, and I think my first thought was, I hope everyone is okay. I have some close friends on the team, and it is a huge concern, and I think it's just a big disappointment too, because you wanted them in this tournament. We wanted every team in there and every player that we could possibly get in the tournament. So I'm really bummed for those guys, and I know they've been working hard, and a few of the teammates that I've spoken to, I know it is a big hit for them. So again, I'm really disappointed for them. I actually am just like sad, mad, all of the above. But again, it's about keeping us safe as well. And it's probably the best move for them not to be in the tournament. But that being said, again, it's really disappointing.
Yeah. We talked yesterday on this show about, in the NFL, there are veterans and rookies alongside each other. You can miss up to 3 weeks of pay if you're out with coronavirus, and some of the old dudes with families that are settled in and ready to just play are maybe mad at the young people going out to party. How many conversations have you had with your teammates, some of whom may be a little more settled and some of whom want to, hit the club, about needing to be respectful to each other and putting in the work and making sure you all stay safe?
Yeah, I think speaking with our team about it, it's more just like, let's be as smart as possible here. I think when you look at it as a, in a different perspective, whereas, you know, a lot of our players have older parents or grandparents, you know, just other family members in their life that we need to be taken care of, and those people in our life that we may, you know, run into, you know, here in Portland, and we do need to take caution and do everything that is in this protocol, and I think our team has done a very good job of that, and I understand that certain things have happened in Orlando, and I think, again, it's really not our place to be, like, really saying much about it. They're the only ones that know exactly what's happened over there, so I think the main thing for me is I hope everyone is okay and they'll be healthy, and, you know, I wish the best for them, and then, you know, again, I'm really bummed for my teammates over there that don't get a chance to play now because of, you know, protocols being broken.
Yeah. Portland Thorns player and U.S. Women's National Team member Lindsey Horan with us on Spain and Company. About a minute or so left. I'm curious. You guys lead the NWSL in attendance. I think you have for seven straight years. Over 20,000 fans averaged last season. What are you going to do without fans? You guys are used to, you know, a crazy crowd out there in Portland.
You know, it's funny. Is I wanted someone to make some rule that you could put your fans, you know, a recorded chant that they had or something
right
over the loudspeaker in the stadium. I thought that would have been so cool, and I would have loved it. Yeah, it's going to be really tough for us, but I think even more so tough for, you know, our Riveters and our fans here in Portland that can't come and watch us, and I know they'll be supporting us from afar, and we'll feel that. But I think, you know, going into it, that's another thing that we play for is these guys that, you know, don't get to come watch us play and be in the stadium with us and cheering us on. So I think, you know, it gives us a little bit more push and playing for our fans back home and our family and friends that don't necessarily get to be physically there with us.
Well, I better still see some crazy goal celebrations. I want the Sallies to be extra exciting because there will not be the chance and otherwise. Hey, Lindsey, thanks so much for giving me time. I know you guys are busy getting ready for the tournament. Good luck, but, you know, only enough luck to not beat the Red Sox. Yeah.
Oh, come on. I think you're a Thorns fan now.
I mean, deep down, part of me, maybe you could be second favorite team. Thanks, Lindsey. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.